Hello and welcome to Primary Viewpoints from Patient Care Online, a monthly podcast that features informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about what impacts primary care medicine today. I'm your host, Cindy Jennings, editor at Patient Care Online. In this episode, Dr. Hitto Hirspink sits down with Grace Halsey, senior editor at Patient Care Online, to discuss findings he recently presented at the American Diabetes Association 2022 Scientific Sessions from a pre-specified analysis of the SURPASS-4 clinical trial of tirzepatide that looked for the first time at the effects of the novel GLP-1 receptor agonist on kidney function in patients with type 2 diabetes.
So before we look at the current analysis, could you give a brief overview of the SURPASS program? And in particular, I'm interested in the composition of the patient population.
Yeah, the SURPASS program was a clinical trial program consisting of multiple trials that looked at the effect of the combined GLP-1 receptor agonist tirzepatide in patients with type 2 diabetes, of whom some had obesity and others had cardiovascular disease. The trial program compared tirzepatide with placebo, other trials compared tirzepatide with an active control, and the specific clinical trial we're talking about today compared tirzepatide with insulin glargine in patients with type 2 diabetes with cardiovascular disease. The trial was designed to look at the effect of tirzepatide compared to insulin on HbA1c and body weight. These were the two primary endpoints, but the trial also collected cardiovascular disease endpoints. The results of this study of the trial has been published last year in The Lancet and focused on the primary endpoints, HbA1c and BMI. Today, or last Friday at the American Diabetes Association, as you mentioned, we presented the results of the trial on the kidney endpoints.
And what were the findings? They've made quite a splash, I think.
Yeah, the results, so we compared tirzepatide doses of 5, 10, and 15 milligram with insulin. And we looked at albuminuria as a surrogate endpoint for kidney failure. We looked at the rate of kidney function decline, the rate of eGFR decline, and we evaluated the effect of tirzepatide on a composite kidney endpoint. And that composite kidney endpoint consisted of end-stage kidney disease, a 40% decline in GFR, or new onset macroalbuminuria. We found that tirzepatide significantly reduced albuminuria by 31% compared to insulin. It significantly reduced the rate of eGFR decline by about 1 mL/min/year, and it reduced the composite kidney endpoint by 42%. So these data clearly illustrate the potential of tirzepatide to slow progression of kidney disease in patients with type 2 diabetes at very high cardiovascular risk. And this is important because we know that patients with type 2 diabetes and high cardiovascular risk often have chronic kidney disease. And indeed, in the population that we studied, about 30% of patients already had chronic kidney disease. These results are hypothesis generating because the trial was not designed to specifically look at the kidney, but they support future studies that will look at tirzepatide in more detail on the kidney.
What, to your mind, was the most important finding of the renal outcomes? What was the most important or newsworthy to you?
For me, the most important finding was that in this population of patients who had an average GFR of 81, tirzepatide significantly slowed the progression of kidney function decline. So the rate of eGFR decline was significantly reduced. And I think that's very important. And in particular for general practitioners who often deal with these patients, because we have to explain these patients that it is important that we start intervention early on. Because if we intervene early on and we can alter the rate of kidney function decline and slow the progression of kidney disease, we can really delay the time to dialysis and even prevent dialysis at all. So it is important to identify patients at risk of CKD progression early on, And we can do that with simple measures. If we routinely monitor EGFR and albuminuria, and then identify patients at risk of progression, those with higher albuminuria or with lower GFR, and then have tools to slow progression, like the SGLT2 inhibitors, GLP-1 receptor agonist, and perhaps even better tools like we presented tirzepatide, we are able to prevent dialysis. So that's I think the main message for general practitioners: monitor the kidney parameters, albuminuria, EGFR in your practice annually, as the guideline recommends, and then start intervention if appropriate.
You mentioned the SGLT2 inhibitors and the GLP-1RAs. About less than 5 years ago, there were no treatments approved specifically to slow renal decline in patients with type 2 diabetes. And now there are several, and each with a different mechanism of action. What would you say is unique about this combined dual incretin mimetic mechanism of action?
I think the mechanism of action is different than the SGLT2 inhibitors. In my view, the SGLT2 inhibitors mainly act on the kidney directly and on the pressure in the glomeruli and thereby slow the progression. GLP-1 receptor agonist may also indirectly work on the kidney itself, but they also have many other important effects. Their HbA1c lowering effect is more pronounced. The effect on body weight is much more pronounced than what we observe with SGLT2 inhibitors. These drugs may also have specific effects on endothelial function. And that's why the drug could so nicely work in combination with an SGLT2 inhibitor. And that may really have a powerful impact on clinical kidney outcomes. The nice thing of the SURPASS-4 trial, as we presented last Friday, was that 25% of patients were using an SGLT2 inhibitor. And in subgroup analysis, we found indeed that if you looked at the effect of tirzepatide, the effects were present independent whether the patient was using an SGLT2 inhibitor or not using an SGLT2 inhibitor. And that means that there may be additive effects, and also suggests that the protective effect of tirzepatide is going through a different mechanism than with an SGLT2 inhibitor.